Leukemia is a cancer of the white blood cells that normally fight infection. About one person in every 200 will go on to develop the disease, a common form of which is called AML, or acute myeloid leukemia. At the moment, it tends to have a very poor prognosis, and over the past 40 years, there have been relatively few new treatments developed for the disease. A bone marrow transplant, in fact, is often the only chance that an individual has. But this week, an international team of scientists led by researchers in the UK announced the discovery of a new way to control the disease by blocking the signals that drive the growth of cancerous cells. I asked Dr. Matt Kayser from the cancer charity Bloodwise to talk me through how this new approach might work.
This particular leukemia, acute myeloid leukemia, affects immature white blood cells, meaning they get stuck in development and grow out of control in this immature state, which interferes with the normal healthy blood cell production, causing a drop in red blood cells, platelets and immune cells. There's been relatively little advance in the treatment of this disease, so we're very much making new treatments for this disease a priority.
Now, how is it treated when a person is diagnosed with this disease? How do they get managed?
At the moment, it relies on quite toxic chemotherapy, which hasn't changed for many decades. And some patients, for a chance of a cure, have to go through a stem cell transplant, which is also a very intense treatment. And the problem with these treatments at the moment, many elderly patients or patients with other health problems can't withstand them. And this disease affects many older people, so it means not everyone can have access to the current treatment. And so we're on the lookout for kinder treatments, really.
And what have this group been able to pioneer here? What have they been exploring?
So this group have been looking at signals within leukemia cells that get activated more than they should do when leukemia is developing. And what they were looking to do was to understand how these signals contribute to the start of leukemia and how that leukemia progresses. So these signals, they're called transcription factors, and they are responsible for modifying and controlling the activity of other genes. So they help to regulate how active or inactive a gene is and what levels that they're activated to within a cell.
And how do they trigger or promote the leukemia growth?
Once these signals are corrupted by the leukemia cell, they activate other signals that promote cell growth or keep them stuck in the immature state, and that causes problems with the cell growth and leads to this over-proliferation of immature cells.
So some kind of genetic change makes the cell become a leukemic cell, but then the reason it manifests all these bad behaviours and damages the way that the normal bone marrow would work is because these signals make the cells behave abnormally. So I suppose the premise is if we could block those signals, then you would stop the cells behaving so badly.
That's absolutely right, yes.
And how are they trying to do that?
So in this paper, the first thing they did was they shuttled in a particular molecule which silences these genes, and they were able to show that once they silenced these genes, the leukemia cells couldn't grow. And when they studied mice with these leukemia cells, they were actually able to extend the survival of the mice using this genetic trick to silence the particular signal.
But do mice get leukemia, or is this a mouse equivalent of human leukemia? In other words, is this a valid way to test this treatment?
It's mice that have been given a human version of the leukemia.
Now, one of the big problems with cancer is that when it's first treated with a drug, often there's a very, very good response, but then the cancer evolves or mutates and finds ways to bypass the effects of the drug treatment. So is there not just a risk here that by copying what they've done and shutting off these factors for a while, that the leukemia cancer cells will just find a way to bypass the blockade and come back?
That's absolutely right. And actually, in the paper, they show that although they can extend the survival of the majority of the animals with this disease, one or two of them were able to sort of reactivate the signals through other means. And that's a potential way that someone could become resistant to this therapy. And I guess what's really important is that we understand the many different pathways that can contribute and the many different angles we could take to shut off the disease to make sure there's no sort of escape route for these leukemia cells to reactivate their growth.
So what are the implications ultimately then? Is this really the first breakthrough in 40 years that might have a big therapeutic impact on this disease?
That's what we hope. Importantly, in the paper, not only did they silence these genes with genetic tricks, they used drugs to block the activity, and they got very similar effects. And importantly, once they tested the drugs in cells taken from patients, they were also able to show very similar results. There's obviously a lot of work to be done to understand the activity of drugs in the body, the side effects it may cause, and the appropriate way of using them, and then ultimately test it in patients before we can answer that question fully. But it's a promising early step.
Matt Kayser from the UK blood cancer charity Bloodwise. The work he was commenting on appeared this week in the journal Cancer Cell.